Some people just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Did you have a jumbo chili dog, a big hot ham and cheese sandwich, and an original roast beef sandwich, too?
Where at?
At Hardee's.
Oh, he's still on that.
Jumbo chili dog.
Of course he's still on it.
Live from the Snake Pit, was so impressed with Pete on fast food trivia that he said Pete should be tested for intellectual PEDs. Now, I wouldn't go that far. He just has a lot of minutia up there.
I am the reverse Will Hunting.
Jeez. By the way, it's 9 minutes past the hour.
Oh, all right. Well, you're late.
It was time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best
Darn it.
Home
Wrong
Services.
One. Hold on. It's not brought to you.
This SportsCenter rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Bonita Springs and Mercedes-Benz of Naples. They've joined forces to bring you twice the selection and twice the service. Stop in and see us today or shop online and we'll deliver to your home. MBBonitaSprings.com or MBNaples.com.
College basketball tonight, FGCU goes to Knoxville. They'll face 22nd-ranked Tennessee. That game is on ESPN Plus at 7 o'clock. We got 10 games in the NBA tonight, an ESPN doubleheader at 7:30 as the Celtics at the Hawks. Then the Suns host the Warriors. The Heat are in Toronto at 7:30. Magic host the Minnesota Timberwolves. We got 3 MAC games tonight, 6 o'clock on ESPN2, Eastern Michigan at Kent State, 7 o'clock CBS Sports Network, Northern Illinois host Miami of Ohio, 8 o'clock ESPNU, Western Michigan at Central Michigan, the battle for the cannon.
I'm on Craig's parents' alma mater, Eastern. I'm on Eastern Michigan right out of the gate, 6 o'clock tonight, plus 7.5, get it in.
There you go.
A&W root beer is what, yes, that's for the place I was thinking of. They used to have root beer floats, and they were like a fast food type of place.
I used to, in my late teens, root beer was my soft drink of choice. I had a lot of it.
I loved it. I still have. I get the diet one now when I can.
Have you had the spiked root beer?
No.
Pretty good.
Really?
Well, spiked
pretty
root beer. I mean, I've had root beer with vodka before, if that's what you mean.
No, like they sell it in a bottle. It's just,
oh, they do?
It's like a root beer flavored White
Claw.
It's
like hard lemonade, except root beer.
Oh.
Right?
Exactly.
Well, Mike's hard lemonade, I always just put vodka in it.
Oh. Wow.
Wasn't enough.
Do you have an updated forecast for Buffalo for the 1 o'clock kickoff of Browns and Bills?
Yeah, what did I do?
It was supposed to start snowing tonight or tomorrow and not stop until sometime Sunday. Could be one of those deals.
Yeah, one second. I took it out. Hang on.
Because earlier the snow was going to stop Sunday morning or whatever, but now I wanted to go past 1 o'clock, see what's going on.
Well, it's funny you should mention it. So here it is right here. Let's see. Where? Oh, God.
Or I could take some phone calls and come back to the forecast. It's up to you.
I just had it here. Hang on.
Let me go to the phones.
Go to the phones. I'll pick it up.
All right, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Let's get an update with a young officer, Sean, who tried to call yesterday. Car was working. Phone was not working. And, of course, his Giants take on my Lions on Sunday. Sean, welcome. How are you, sir?
Sean.
I'm doing good. First, I'm happy the Giants won.
Yeah.
7-2. Now, Eagles lost, which gives us we're one game behind division lead now. So.
Yep.
Can't wait to see how it turns out the next few weeks.
It's all good.
Giants, Detroit, I'm looking forward to.
Why are you looking forward to it? Do you think it's an easy win? I'm just.
I'm hoping that we can finally blow somebody out.
Oh!
Maybe.
Lions always cover.
Maybe.
Lions do cover.
I don't know. I thought the same thing for the Texans, that we might be able to blow them out, but nah, you know, maybe it could be the Giants' way of winning close games, and that's how they want to win it.
Here's the thing. You had the Lions come up with their version of the 46 zone against the Packers 2 weeks ago, and Aaron Rodgers couldn't do much of it. That offense couldn't do squat, and then they beat Dallas. So it's nuts. It's crazy go nuts to try to figure it out.
I know. I mean, the Giants, seems like the Giants, their go-to is just running the ball. They're not really sure about passing. I mean, Jones doesn't have much receivers available to him that can at least create separation for him to get that ball out. So we have to lean on the run game a lot and do a lot of play action passes, but it seems to be working out for the Giants. We're 7-2, so I can't complain.
No, you can't.
Is Galladay playing?
I'd rather be 7-2 and then rather be 7-2 than like 5-4 if the Commanders are scoring like 30 points a game.
Yeah.
I'll take my 7-2 with, you know, averaging around 20 points a game and just running the ball most of the time.
All right. Well,
I think it's gonna be that's gonna be one of the best games of the day, I think. Depending on the weather. So. Depending on the weather. So I don't think it's going to be great weather up there either.
Hopefully, Giants can hit that 8-2 mark. I'd be happy. I mean, it's our best start since 2008, so I can't complain.
Yeah, you're looking good. You're looking good. We'll see how you do.
So I also got some news for y'all.
Uh-oh.
Yeah?
I'm bracing
myself. It's breaking.
Did you?
Breaking. Hang on. Oh. We got breaking news.
Yeah. Here we go.
Breaking news! Southwest Florida, young officer Sean with some breaking news. Could it be the Monte Carlo? Sean, what's up?
So it actually is about the Monte Carlo. It actually got sold yesterday to a dealership.
Oh! What? Hey! Hallelujah! Whoa, you sold it.
Wow.
$1,000 for the trade-in value.
Hey, that's good for a trade-in value. $1,000.
Wow. Sean, these guys are...
happy.
You're happy?
I mean, it sucks having to lose the car, but it was getting fixed for repair.
Oh, yeah. So what are you driving? What are you driving now?
Toyota Camry. Yes.
Toyota Camry. Huh? Is it gonna have a giant sticker on the back?
Not yet. I gotta get my windows tinted first, and then I'll throw another giant sticker back on it.
Whoa! You gotta do what to it? What?
Windows tinted.
Okay. Oh,
so what I gotta do is tint my windows again.
Okay.
Because it's a fishbowl right now. And you can't take the sticker off of my car and put it on this car because the sticker's not going to stick. So I have to go back and buy a new one once I get my windows retinted.
Okay.
So you get $1,000 for that car.
Just paid for the tinting.
You paid. How much did you put into it, do you think?
Yeah,
10?
Ten?
Over the years, how much you put into it?
A little less than 10.
Really? I would have guessed more. I would take the over.
My engine itself was 3,300 when I did it, so... That was the most of the bulk. I think I probably put almost 7 to 8 into it.
Wow. So.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, were you trying to tell us this yesterday?
We could have raised more money, honestly, if we had
$1,000. That's a pretty high threshold.
No, we could have raised more money if we had people take a shot at it with a sledgehammer and charge $100.
I'd rather see it go to like an auction house or something where someone, can buy it and...
Hang on a second.
Have it become their problem.
Hang on. So the guy you sold it to, what's he doing with it?
No, they got them to a dealer.
It's a dealer. It's a dealer. They traded it. By the way, what year is the Toyota Camry?
2021.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's basically brand new.
Do you know how to...
How's the power steering feel, huh?
How's the AC feel?
How's the AC?
I mean, my power steering got fixed. I fixed my power steering issue when I got that done.
Hey, how about electric windows?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just my car had electric windows, too. I mean, it had the power windows.
Hold on. Wait a minute, Sean. When you put the camera in reverse, the camera comes on. You didn't have that in the Monte Carlo.
Yeah, it's got the backup camera.
Wow. It's like you're on the Millennium Falcon.
I mean, it's got, the touchscreen. It's got more of so I can see what's more wrong with the car, exactly what's wrong with it, tire pressure, whatever. So
now, did you try to tell us
that
this?
In case something goes wrong, I'm not sitting here playing, send it to a shop and waiting a day to figure out what's exactly going wrong with the car.
When did you get it? Because I know you tried to call us yesterday.
Oh, I actually got it yesterday.
Oh, now when you were trying to call us, had you done it yet?
I tried to call you guys yesterday and when I had the phone issues, when I was at the dealership.
Okay.
Do you have any regrets about not listening to me for the last 5 years? Do you have any regrets? What you could have bought for the money you put into that thing.
No. That car gave me a lot of memories. I've done so much things with that car. Had a lot of fun. It's something I don't turn.
Besides taking it to the shop, like what?
I mean, I can't regret. I mean, it's part of what happens when I start, when you start getting some modern cars out from what they're originally supposed to be, you're going to run into problems, except that, it was my first time doing it. So, of course, I ran into... unreputable dealers, and I probably should have gone a little bit more, talking to more experts.
Sean, you live and learn. You're not going to let this happen again. You will not let this happen again.
And what color is the Toyota Camry?
It's like this nice shade of red.
Nice shade of red.
Red.
Nice. All right. Did you hear that, Southwest Florida?
Wow.
The 2021 Toyota
Cops
Camry.
Cops won't see that
red.
Car.
Oh, he's good.
I know. That's awesome. No, don't speed. You're in a red car now.
He's a cop. It doesn't matter.
I'll take my chances. And I'll have that wide exhaust anymore, so it's not like he'll sit there and notice it.
You got like that
running radar.
You got like that Batman exhaust, right? Like the Batmobile, like the big fireball comes out, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Eventually, once I'm done with financing on this car, I'll start messing with it.
Okay.
Well, I feel like you just became a father.
Yeah. You know? Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Well, light a stogie for you tonight.
I'm happy. I like this car. Do I miss my old car? Yeah. So there's no way I'm not going to miss it. I had too much fun in that when I first started working on it and the car meets I went to. But I don't go to car meets anymore much because of the job.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I work on the weekends. So.
Yep.
Figured, why not take a step back? I'll wait until
excellent.
You know, later in the future, where I can get two cars: one for a sports car for fun, and then you know, the Camry for a day.
Well, I will tell you this: I'm sending a picture. I do have a picture of you that car. I'm sending a picture to our friends in Bristol. This is going to be a top play tonight on SportsCenter.
That's right.
Sean sells it.
Chris, do you have taps? We need to play a moment of silence for the old Monte Carlo. Can you play taps in there?
Yeah.
He doesn't even have his headphones on. All right.
All right. All right,
still
Sean.
Hear you.
All right, listen, Sean, congratulations, man. This is a big day.
I appreciate it. I mean,
we got listen. We
can, I am so happy
hold
for
on,
you.
Hold on.
I can't even
we checked off the box. You got your career going in the direction you want. That's a check. You got the new car finally. That's a check. Now we need you a woman, and
yep.
your life is set.
Boom.
All right.
Hey, it's a fresh start. You know, it's a fresh start. New job, new car. That's
yep. All right, Sean. Congratulations. I'm thrilled for you, man.
Chicks dig AC.
Yeah, that's
okay.
right. All
chicks
right, Sean.
Dig
good
AC.
Job.
It's a good pickup line. Hey.
All right.
I
how
got
about
AC
that?
In my car.
Hey. I mean, you guys are acting a little too excited about this.
We've been working on this for 5 years.
Yeah, I was always the guy to tell Sean to hold out, man. Enjoy the car.
We need to have a moment of silence.
We could have got more than 1,000. I mean, if we put that in a designated area, we could have had our listeners come in and take one swing for $50 a pop with a sledgehammer, and he would have got way more than $1,000.
He would have got too emotional watching them beat up his car. All right, Chris, we need to put a special sticky pad on the wall that at 5:13 p.m., November 16th, 2022,
yeah.
the Monte Carlo is no longer, according to the Sheeman Shepherd
yeah.
Show. Well, while you're looking for that,
what do you think the dealership's going to do with that?
Scrap.
Sell it.
Yeah.
Scrap
it.
That's what they do. All right. So 5:13 p.m. while you're – well, no, I can't – because he's writing. I can't put Otis on the air. Hold on.
All right. I'll put him on.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Otis, tough act to follow. Monte Carlo is dead.
Otis, do you have a tear in your eye?
No. What the hell is wrong with you? What the hell about him selling his damn car? Only
wow.
thing I learned listening to it, something's wrong with the world. The Giants are winning. Sean's happy about the Giants winning. And, you know, CEOs or Officer Sean obviously can't count. You know, put $9,000 in the car on your shoulder for a grin. What the hell are you doing? You got to go back to school.
He's cutting his losses.
If all the other cops are like you, we're doomed. You got to be able to count. You're negative $7,000. Take it easy, Sean. I'm just messing with you. I did a lot of modifying stuff when I was younger, too. I try not to think about it because the money was ridiculous. But,
yeah.
but you've graduated, Sean. I'm glad you graduated to a Bubba Wallace Camry. That's what he looked like, the NASCAR.
Yeah, there you go.
But there you go.
Yep.
There's a positive spin on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully the rest of your audience, let me see. How many cops you got? A prison credit cop. I hope he counts better than Sean, though. Good God.
I haven't heard from prison credit in a while.
You can't put a price on memories, you know? You can't put a price on what something means to somebody. Money comes, money goes. I'm happy he got something for himself. He's moving in the right direction.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he
yes,
is.
Sir.
Oh, the old lady's calling.
The old lady, you better answer that phone.
Great talking to you.
See you later.
I'm not going to answer the phone. She'd be fine. She'd be calling me to tell me she's picking up my Rugrats. So,
yeah, don't forget the kids and bring home some milk. That's probably what that's all about.
I'm not picking them up. She's picking them up. And then, Sean, if you're still listening, this is what they do to you, Torch. They tell you you got the car, you got your career, get you a woman. You're going to be just like the rest of us bastards. You're going to be miserable in 10 years. You're going to have two or three kids.
Oh, you're not
miserable. Have the same job. They're going to give you a raise every 3 years at the at the police department.
What?
Yeah, you have to get. Oh, now she's calling on the other phone.
She's calling on the burner phone. She's got a hold of the burner phone.
No, you know why? Because she's listening to the show. She's listening.
Hey, I'll call you.
There she.
Oh, thank you. I'll call you back, dear. Love you.
You're on the air.
No, she's calling on the phone. Oh,
wow.
I mistakenly hit the end button.
Wait a minute. She's got.
You hung up on her?
She got the burner phone? That's unbelievable.
It was a mistake. My finger accidentally touched the end button.
It didn't sound like
a
mistake.
Accidentally hit the
hang up button. Well, when I tell her that, she's going to believe it. So.
But she's listening
to
the show.
I like you. I have, you know. An excuse. I
bump
things.
Yeah, see, Otis, Sean is listening. Now you're teaching him what is all coming in the future.
She's calling back. She called back? Well, now she's angry.
Oh, no. You know, I should have had, like, one phone.
I can hear her. She's angry.
You're on the radio. Yeah, my kid was on red today. I guess that's a positive color. Good job, baby.
Do we need to let Otis go?
Otis,
I'm getting a progress report. This is awesome. Spectacular. My life on the radio. Why are you laughing, dear? What are you giggling about? Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Otis, I think we'll let you tend to the domestic situation.
What's to tell me about our day?
That's what they do.
Your life in the future. Bye.
All right.
See you later. All right, Officer Sean, you got a peek at your future. Wait, Otis is pick up 20 dinner. Years ahead of you. Yeah, pick up dinner on your way home, Otis. And maybe some flowers at this point. Prison cred checking in. Yeah, I've been listening. You guys haven't read my text. We got you, prison cred. You're there. All right. That was a momentous segment here on Sheeman and Shepherd in our 6 years. Sean getting a new car and Otis getting yelled at. By the wife.
It's life. It's the circle of life.
We covered it all right there.
Wait till you see what's coming up on Wednesday.
Wisdom some fun facts.
We'll be covering a whole bunch of stuff.
All fantastic. Right. Well, it's sponsored.
And it's sponsored. Yes, it so start digging that out now.
It's already
Pete.
Out.
Sure. And you have exactly 24 minutes if you've been on the fence about joining us Friday. For the Sheeman Shepherd Naples Wealth Planning Southwest Florida Benefit Golf Tournament Friday at Stony Brook Golf Club in Estero. That's where Jeff Nixon runs the show. Sign up now with your foursome at ESPNSWFL.com. And you'll get a tournament shirt. In fact, I just got a look at them. They're pretty spiffy. And free lunch at Duffy's. 100% of the proceeds go to help with hurricane recovery here in Southwest Florida. So Naples Wealth Planning Southwest Florida Benefit Golf Tournament brought to you in part by Gavin's Ace Hardware, Lightning Realty, Triton Staffing Group, Sterbay Chevrolet, and Stretch Lab. Wednesday Wisdom Fun Facts next. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. I don't know which was more epic, Officer Sean's phone call or Otis's. The text line is blowing up. Stony Brook Golf Club text line. She loves Pete's singing. That's a texter name. Nice. Says Otis is sleeping on the couch tonight. Shula says, hey, it's my birthday. I need a drink. Happy birthday, Shula. Let's give you a shout out.
Happy birthday.
Lee County Baseball says, I love Otis. Quote, she just wants to tell me about her day. It's the wife calling in. All that aside, it is now the bottom of 5 o'clock hour on our Hump Day Wednesday. Time for
Happy
Wednesday
birthday,
Wisdom Fun Facts. And it's sponsored.
Yes, it is. And Wednesday was in Fun Facts, brought to you by, as always, Sportsman's Wholesale, Southwest Florida's largest discount tackle shop, now with 2 locations, Port Charlotte and Bonita Springs. Shop where the local shop. Some good ones today. I'm going to read the 3 I posted on my ESPNSWFL.com. Usually I don't do this, but these were so good. in 1992, a teenager named John Thompson, no, not coach, teenager named John Thompson was home alone when both his arms were ripped off by a tractor.
Oh, dear.
In a freak farming accident. Despite his injuries, he still managed to get up, go inside, and dial for help with a pencil in his mouth. He survived, and both arms were reattached.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that's a happy ending.
Yep. In Switzerland now, there are movie theaters where you can book a double bed to watch the movie instead of a seat. And I'm looking at the picture of it, which I tweeted out.
What kind of movie theater is this?
Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
I would not want to lay on that.
Ugh.
Well, they change the sheets after every show.
Yeah, because you can spill your butter from the popcorn.
Yeah, that's it. Lay on the bed and it crunches.
In 1989, a Costa Rican man discovered a croc that had been shot in the head. After nursing it back to health, he released it into the wild. However, the next day, the man discovered it had followed him and was asleep on his porch. So for 20 years, Poco became part of the man's family.
Oh, I thought you said he was going to come back and eat him.
No. He nursed him back to health, Craig. What kind of thank you would that be?
It's an alligator or crocodile. Whatever.
Crocodile, yeah. They're different.
Yeah. An estimated 31% of U.S. adults struggle with an anxiety disorder at some point in their lives.
Really? I don't. Mm. My wife does.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, very anxious person, yeah.
Yeah. Take something for that.
Yeah, you could.
High heel shoes were originally designed for men.
Yep, knew that.
With, like, spikes?
Well, not like stilettos, oh, but yeah, they had a lift to them.
Oh.
For the short guys in the world.
Ha.
Napoleon.
Not needed in this.
When you fall in love, you lose an average of 2 close friends.
Yeah, you can't hang out with the boys anymore when you got a chick on the side. Like Sean, when Sean gets a girl, his dude friends, they're out.
They're out.
That's how it's going to
work. Speaking of that, for 20 years, a sperm bank in California collected the sperm of Nobel Prize winners to breed geniuses.
How'd that work out?
I don't know.
Did you know our world population hit 8 billion people today?
Yeah. I saw it trending on Twitter.
Yeah. And as Pete told us on Wednesday, was in Fun Facts, I think 15% of all people that have been born are alive now. Something like that.
Stephen King called Dolores Umbridge from Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix the greatest make-believe villain to come along since Hannibal Lecter.
Wow. Big words. I
don't know about that, but... Dung beetles use the Milky Way galaxy to help them navigate.
Really?
What if dung beetles are... You ever see dung beetles? They roll up poop and dirt together in little balls. Uh-oh. You ever see them? They're like big cop beetles.
What if they live in a smoggy area or a lot of clouds? You can't see the Milky Way at night.
It's a good point.
Well, most of them are in the desert.
Oh, there's a lot of clear air there.
We form our deepest musical memories around age 14.
So does that mean the music we listen to then is still our favorites today?
Yeah, somewhat, that makes sense.
I can go back earlier than that.
That's why Eminem hit so hard in my life.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, white guy from Detroit.
I'm from Florida.
Ulysses S. Grant was broke in old age.
That's probably why you hired me.
Wrote a book of memoirs. Ulysses S. Grant was broke in his old age. Wrote a book of memoirs so his wife could live off the royalties.
I knew that.
After hearing Grant was only offered 10% royalty from the first printer, Mark Twain offered him 75%. The book was a success. Grant left his wife $450,000.
Wow. That's a lot of coin.
Yeah.
You know, I held a $750,000 ring today.
You did?
At International Diamond Center. Yeah.
Wow. How the Hope Diamond?
Yeah. Kristen put it on her finger. Looked good.
Who bought that?
Nobody. We were just trying stuff out over there today. Sponsor of the show.
Yes, I know. They're awesome. When studying or learning something new, pretending you'll have to teach the material to someone else can help you learn more effectively.
Mm. I've heard that before.
When an image stayed on an old computer screen for too long, the image would get burned into the screen. And to prevent this from happening, developers created moving images that would save the screen. This is where the term screensaver comes from.
Nice. Never hits the corner.
Nope. Never. Laughing for 15 minutes a day can burn 10 to 40 calories.
Didn't work.
It takes about 50 hours of socializing to go from an acquaintance to casual friend, an extra 40 hours to become a real friend, and 200 hours in total to become a close friend.
That's a big investment. That's why I don't have a lot of friends. And who's got 200 hours?
According to a 1967 UN treaty, nobody can own celestial bodies like Mars or the moon. That's going to have to get amended soon.
Well, I was going to say, when we get to Mars, we're going to claim it as ours. USA, America.
When you say ours, America. You mean America. Okay, we need to come up.
Or Elon Musk's.
We need to come up with an Earth flag.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well,
seriously.
Yeah. Actually, they had.
I think Brazil's got a pretty good start on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what kangaroos can't do?
Jump backward.
Yes. Yes. Hop backwards. They cannot hop backwards.
Well, their big ass tail is in the way.
Wow.
I totally guess. I cannot.
Yep.
What's that saying about blind squirrels?
Yeah. Wild cannabis grows all over northern Japan, but they don't smoke it. The Japanese government actually sends out survey and destruction teams every year to destroy the new growths of cannabis because it's so hard to get rid of.
That's ridiculous.
You know how much money that can bring in?
Ridiculous. Come on, Japan.
Up in smoke.
Get with it.
Plants make ultrasonic squeals when they're stressed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what does a marijuana plant sound like when it gets picked and killed in Japan?
Dude,
that hurts.
Bro.
Or it sounds like Mike McDonald.
During a tattoo session.
Who's that?
Mike. What the hell is it? Your coach?
Hold on, Pete. Don't help him out here. Who's the name? Who's the coach of the Miami Dolphins, Craig?
Ronald McDonald.
Hold on. No, stop.
McDaniel.
Mike. I'll be here all day.
McDaniel. Stoner.
Allegedly. No.
Coach of the year. Up there. That one.
I think it's between him.
He's
Brian,
up
Brian
there.
Brian Daboll.
Yeah, Brian Daboll's up there.
Josh McDaniels. They're all the same.
Great reset, in Detroit.
Josh McDaniels.
During a tattoo session. All right. Let's see if we can get this. Let's see. During a tattoo session, the skin gets pricked between 50 and this many times per minute. Craig, you get the first guess.
50.
During a tattoo session, the skin gets pricked between 50 and it's over 100. I'll give you that.
1,000.
During a gets pricked between 50 and how many times per minute?
Nobody in this room's gotten a tattoo. 50 and 1,000 seems extreme. 50 and 200. Final answer.
Chris?
I was going to say 200. I'll go 199.
During a tattoo session, the skin gets pricked between 50 and 3,000 times per minute.
Okay.
Greg Wright.
Again, that's a wide gap. That's like 2 to 6 feet of snow in Buffalo. Too big of a gap.
That seems like a tattooist who is either really slow at their work or fast. I don't know.
Real quick, according to AccuWeather, snow is supposed to start 7 p.m. tomorrow night until 1 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh, it's going to stop at kickoff.
But
I want to keep going.
Right now, the Browns-Bills game is scheduled to proceed as normal time and locations, which is Sunday at 1 p.m. Remember, the league has moved games in the past. In 2010, a Viking-Eagles game set for Sunday night in late December bumped to Tuesday night to the blizzard. And in early 2017, an ice storm delayed the start of the Steelers-Chiefs game from 1:05. They played at 8:30.
Huh.
But the Bills also have to get to Detroit to play the Lions on Thanksgiving. So it's hard to move that game.
They're playing. There's a lot of odds stacking up against the Bills for that Detroit game. Josh Allen, sore elbow, snowstorm. I don't know. I'm going to be surprised.
Here's a great one. Here's a great trivia question. In the 10 seasons of the TV show Friends, the 6 main characters drink how many cups of coffee?
That's a good question.
Let's see here. Let's go 6.
22 episodes. 20.
In the 10 seasons of the TV show Friends, the 6 main characters drink this many cups of coffee.
1,500.
I might go more, because they always hung out at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Those are big cups, too.
They were big cups.
I'm going to go lower. I'm going to go like 500.
In the 10 seasons of the TV show Friends, the 6 main characters drank 1,154 cups of coffee.
What did you
guess? Craig did not go over
1,500.
The total.
I win. I'm
no,
closer.
No, you went over. You
I'm closer.
You
went over. This isn't The Price is Right.
Yeah, yeah,
it
is.
It correct. Is.
No, I'm Bob Barker. I'm correct.
I'm Bob Barker. Don't forget to get your pet spayed or neutered. Earth is the only planet whose English name is not taken from Greek or Roman mythology.
Knew that.
Well, whose is it? I mean, what is this English?
It's just, yeah, it's just, it's a word.
The word F, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
and its derivatives can be used as nouns,
verbs,
adjectives, interjections, or adverbs. Logically, they can be used almost anywhere in a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I have.
No, yeah.
Especially on the golf course. Oh,
I've used it just consecutively as all those different things.
Yeah.
Bob Knight has a great rant outtake from his TV show where he explains the use of the F word and how it could be used as a noun, a verb, and how what a great word it is. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Freddie Mercury once left the studio while working on music with Michael Jackson because he got tired of being around Michael Jackson's pet llama.
He brings it to the studio? That's weird.
Haagen-Dazs was mostly named at random. Ruben Mathis, a co-founder, sat around making noises that sounded like Danish names until he found one he liked. Haagen-Dazs has no real meaning.
Haagen-Dazs.
Really? Pretty high-quality ice cream. A little too rich for my
taste. We've had this before, but it bears repeating. According to Marvel, Thor's hammer only weighs about 42 pounds. People can lift it because they're not worth. Can't lift it because they're not worthy.
Correct.
Not because it's insanely heavy. Yes.
Because he's weak.
Who?
Thor?
Chris crazy?
What is your your takes are off the rails today.
I was watching one of them the other day on TV, and he couldn't lift it.
You know what? This fits right in. This next one.
Yeah, that was the original Thor because he was no longer worthy.
Yeah, because.
Right.
Odin kicked him out.
Yeah.
Of Asgard.
You need to stop talking about Marvel. Just in general.
Sarcasm boosts creative thinking because in order to understand it, Craig, we must overcome contradictions between a literal and intended meaning of sarcastic statements.
Pete and Chris, you guys are awesome.
You've been on one today, Craig.
In 2015, a fish at the Vancouver Aquarium was given a fake eye. You know why?
Because he lost his other one?
So it would stop being bullied by the other fish. He was getting bullied by other fish.
Oh. Survival of the fittest kind of thing. They saw weak fish without an eye, and they start pecking at him.
One of those millennial fish.
Oh.
Jack Ryan, the man who designed the original Barbie doll, also developed missiles for the Pentagon. Not Jack Ryan, the character from...
Cannot wait for season 3 to come out.
That's, I think, December.
December, yeah.
Fantastic
season. I just rewatched the first two seasons a couple weekends ago.
Did you know... And I don't know how they came to this. My minions.
First season better than the second season, I think. Although the second season is good.
Pretty intense. Like, your
very intense. Yeah.
Each episode.
If you played the super short game of Monopoly, and I don't know how many players involved here.
Is there a short version?
Yeah, there's a short version. You just hand out the properties. Statistically speaking, it can be done in 21 seconds. The super short game would occur once in every, it looks like over 253 trillion games.
Well, that's one roll of the die, and by the time you move, I like the car myself.
Big top hat guy.
I like the top hat.
You would be a top hat guy.
Yeah, big top hat guy.
I used to like the horse. Everybody loves the car.
Yeah.
Let's see. A couple more. Jonah Hill holds the record for most curse words said by an actor on screen in film history. That's probably in Wolf of Wall Street.
In history? Okay.
Yeah. And the last one. President Lyndon B. Johnson owned an amphibious car that doubled as a boat. He would use it to scare guests by driving them into a lake while yelling about malfunctioning brakes. Lyndon, you kid or you?
That's funny.
I never heard that.
The original LBJ.
I stayed three houses down from LBJ's house on a lake in Texas. When I lived in Texas.
All right, last one real quick. Hindermate, a noun, Craig. A friend who tends to make things more difficult rather than helping.
That's you both are a hinder you
me. A hinder me.
What are you talking about? You
guys both make my life more difficult.
We see eye to eye on a lot of things, and then there's you.
Yeah. There you go. All right, Wednesday Wins and Fun Facts is always brought to you by Sportsman's Wholesale, Southwest Florida's largest discount tackle shop. Now with two locations, Port Charlotte and Bonita Springs. Shop where the locals shop.
Go to the website right now, ESPNSWFL.com. Register to win $15,000 and register to participate in our golf outing Friday to help out with hurricane relief. What you got next? Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Scheman and Shepherd.
So this time yesterday, I looked at the Nets, plus two at the Kings. I thought, even the lowly Nets could pull this off. They then gave up a franchise record 153 points to the Kings, who have won now four straight.
Sacramento had a better record.
Lots better.
Better team.
All right, so once again, I'm going with my gut with no research whatsoever. Houston at Dallas, Dallas minus nine. Take the Mavs. Houston stinks.
I heard earlier the Heat are going to rest five players tonight, so I'm sticking with the Raptors at minus one or minus one, minus one and a half. Going with the Raptors.
Raptors also have five guys that are game time decisions.
Yes, they do.
Oh, my God, nobody's playing.
But Raptors are home, so I'll give them a
point advantage.
I'll give them a point advantage at home. Celtics, Hawks tonight,
too. Is Drake even going to show up for the game? Guess not.
No.
All right. Crystal ball?
My Tar Heels don't cover games, so that was a loser. I wanted to give out Ohio, but Pete had already given out.
Yeah, that was my MAC game of the regular season game of the year, by the way.
I will go with another college basketball team that I am quite fond of. FGCU.
At Tennessee. Yes.
At Rocky Top.
Yeah.
Plus the 21 points.
Okay.
Give it to me.
I think it's a heady play.
Give it to me.
That game's on ESPN Plus, by the way.
7 o'clock, ESPN Plus.
Yep.
Catch the fever.
What do we have tonight?
We have on a Wednesday,
Gonzaga,
Everblades.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Everblades.
I believe it's a 7:15 start and a 7:30 puck drop.
All right, that means when you're driving out and about, text Rick Church hello on the on the texter line.
Gladiators at Everblades, 7:15 airtime.
Sounds wonderful.
And then talking up until then.
Tomorrow it is
Thursday.
1 week until Thanksgiving.
Wow.
That snuck up on me.
Wow.
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I knew it was November.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, it always comes after Halloween.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I paced myself that day, too. I gotta pace myself.
Oh, yeah. 8 o'clock kick?
8 o'clock kick.
8 o'clock. I'll be footballed out by then.
The real teams play at 12:30.
So the Bills will play in their snowstorm with a bad elbow at quarterback, then get on a plane and maybe get out of there on time for the Thursday game against the Lions. I'm feeling pretty good about my chances.
Why would you? Okay. Well, we've got plenty of time to get into that game.
Well, let's see if Josh Allen survives a blizzard this week and his arm and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Craig will be sitting there. Go down. Go down.
I'm not like you. I don't have to beat the best to be the best. I just need a W.
Just give me the dub.
That'll do it. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Scheman. Thank you for listening. Everybody have a good night. God bless America and God bless Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.